I'll wait, sir.
Have a good night.
Good night. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,135. David Popovich. Seeking a variance from the side yard setback for an existing structure under sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Gainsborough Drive, approximately 750 feet southeast of Dartmouth Drive in the Rolling Meadows subdivision. The 911 address is 37 Gainsborough Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 855. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.9-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback. And staff would note we received zero letters in support, zero letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
If you folks want to come forward. You could come forward and state your names for the record. Okay, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Yes, okay. If you would take the podium and state your case for the board, please.
We had a shed replaced on our property. We contracted a builder to do the work. And he came in and put the new shed up, and Mr. Webb from the county came out, and then a lady came out, I don't remember her name, and it turned out that the shed was too close to our neighbor's property. So we didn't know it, but that was the case. We had it surveyed and, you know, applied for the variance and everything.
Who was your builder?
Les Troyer.
Do you have an address?
For Les? No, sorry, I don't. He's in Greenwood.
Was the shed, was this a bigger building than was there before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this one's larger than 600 square feet?
Yes.
And who signed the for the building permit?
He did.
He took care of all the permits and apparently didn't get a CO. That's what prompted everything. We have a letter from our neighbor. I didn't know I should email it.
Yeah, no, you can give it to Ms. Cornwell. Thank you. I assume it's a letter in support?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Well, maybe you're being fair and open and everything, but I don't know.
Yeah. Quick on the draw there.
So you started to look to see if you had an address for the builder. You don't?
I don't.
Can you provide, because we'll probably ask our legal counsel to send a nice little letter.
Did you ask him to come here tonight?
He knew we were coming.
But you didn't ask him to come with you?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to.
If you kind of thought everything was kind of on us, at that point.
It kind of is because you own the property, but you relied on him to act in your interest. Mm-hmm. So he has a certain responsibility, if you will. So if you will be so kind tomorrow as to call the office, provide them with his information so that our legal counsel can send him a nice letter.
I'd
We'd
be
appreciate
glad
it.
To.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. McGee, any questions?
When did he build it?
September of 2016.
And when did the county come out there?
November or October of 2017.
Why did they come out?
Because he never
we got a letter. Well, we got a letter.
Okay, so they were following up on the search.
Yeah,
on
but
the
we
permit.
Didn't have a CO. Yeah.
So was the survey done in response to the county coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I was say, that's debated November 2017.
Yeah. Good, thank you.
Thank
that
you.
Helps us.
Okay.
Could you address the five standards for the variance request, please? The criteria for a variance, the application you turned in?
So if you would go through these, do you have a copy of this?
Here's the copy that you submitted.
Thank you. Just explain to us the reason for all five items, please.
Well, we need that in the record.
Do you read it?
Sure.
For the uniqueness of the property, it's unique and not a regular triangle. Do you want me to go on? Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. For it cannot otherwise be developed, the concrete floor and electric will make it impossible to move, I would think. not created by the applicant. The building was erected by Les Troyer, our builder, and the contractor set the stakes for the building. We did not do anything with that. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The building we erected matches our home with the same siding and shingles. The building enhances the appearance of our property and blends in. And other properties have pole buildings in our development. And the minimum variance, we need 3.9 feet.
Thank you.
Great.
No further questions.
Thank you.
No questions. Did a good job on that.
Make sure we did. Any further questions?
Do we know what's the square footage of it, do you know? Or what's the dimensions of the walls?
24 by 36.
Okay. So it's 864 square feet. So it's 200 feet or 224 over the 600 square feet they could do permitted. Yeah.
That would be 5 feet from the property
right,
lines.
Right.
This one, it would have to meet the principal structure setbacks.
Yeah, right.
Every man knows the dimensions of his cage.
Any further questions?
No, thanks.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve case 12,135. I believe the applicant addressed our criteria for a variance very well. The property is unique because there's a building on it already that was not put there by the homeowner. It was put there by their builder. It cannot be moved or otherwise developed because of the concrete and moving the floor and all of that. This issue was not created by the applicant. It was created by the builder, Mr. Les Troyer, and it will not alter the character of the development because the applicant did a nice job of making it match their home and fit in with the community, and I believe we have a letter of approval from the neighbor. And asking for 3.9 feet is a minimal variance request.
Okay. I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,135. All those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Burton. Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mayor.
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,135 is approved.
Thank you very much.